I'm Laura Lawson, and this is your weekly Wine Crush Minute. Although we talk about it over and over again, it's always interesting to know what's topping off our wine, whether it's a cork, whether it's a non-cork, whether it's a screw cap. But ultimately, you can sit here and discuss the benefits of each one of them. You can talk about the drawbacks of each one of them. But when it comes down to it, it's all a matter of taste. What does the wine taste like? What closure gives me the best expression of the wine? Closure lets me taste the wine as the winemaker meant it to be and the earth shared with. If you can find a closure that you're behind, if you find a closure that you love and you appreciate, maybe you like the idea of a screw cap in a hurry, maybe you like the idea of a cork coming out of a bottle and making its distinctive sound, maybe you like the idea of actually being able to do a Vinlock and pop the top right off. It's what you like. It's not what makes a difference. It's not what anyone says is history or tradition. It's about what gives you the ascertaining personal taste that you deserve. So keep that in mind. Next time you are walking the shelves, it's not a matter of anything but your own decision. I'm Laura Lawson, and this has been your weekly Wine Crush Minute.